Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Yay, still audience-less for a couple more shows.
Yes, I still tested positive.
The COVID wall is up.
It is. But I think by next week we're going to be...
No, the A-okay. Wednesday show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So hello, everybody.
Welcome in.
This is our, I guess, our second meeting. The first one was a drill. This one is not a drill.
Just, well,
according to military talk.
Or soft opening versus grand opening. Yeah. Yeah.
We're happy to have you join us, those of you who are new to our show on Blog Talk Radio. We are using an ordinary deck of playing cards, which I'm holding up for our Facebook Live audience, who sometimes are in need of a refresher on what we're doing.
For their first time here.
Exactly. That's Mr. Jimbo Baggins. You know him. He's your host in the Facebook Live show, Psychic Love Doctor show on Facebook.
I communicate with the viewers when Facebook lets me.
Yes, and if you want to see us in action, that's a good place to go. I also want to remind everybody that essentially readings are, they're capable of sharing your potential, intuitive perception, psychic ability, etc. But realistically, nothing is carved in stone. An awful lot is still very fluid, very flexible when it comes to the future. So what makes this method so incredibly, dynamic is that you're able to see the future, perceive through the cards, and improve it while still in the present, if that's what you'd like to do. Or if you like what you see, it's a good opportunity for your own personal vibration to be raised and for you be able to manifest all that good stuff that we see coming for you.
All right, let me jump in now here because we got to get everybody up to show speed stuff. This show is for entertainment, informational purposes only. That's our disclaimer reminder. The call-in number is 515-602-9676, or if you can't pick up a phone for one reason or the other, and you can Skype that number too, just to let you, that's an option too. You can messenger us to Deborah Lee, not the show. Okay, we actually have a caller right now, so the caller will be first, so do not messenger us.
And what else have you usually...
Oh, yeah, when you do call in, because this is it's an internet radio show, so like if you were like dialing us directly, like when we had the little speakerphone thing here, then it wasn't so bad, but now you got to be extra careful of the... your cell phone being on speakerphone, that usually doesn't fly Bluetooth either. The comms get all choppy. If you talk real fast and you're moving throughout, it's not good. You got to stationary is the best thing to do. Have a seat. Relax. Chillax. Watch out for windy days because that hits that little speaker on that there cell phone and it can sound pretty rough. Kids, dogs, whatever you're, I don't know what you have, aliens running around your
television.
House.
Television.
Yeah, you know, duct tape them to a chair or something like that, put them in front of a TV, whatever you got to do.
Yes.
Whatever you got to do. All right. Well, let's go to our first caller, which is from area code 385, which is in Utah. 385, welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor
hey,
show.
Hey, we haven't heard from Utah in quite some time. Welcome to the show, and who am I speaking to?
This is Mindy.
Mindy.
Mindy, we've spoken to you before, I believe.
Yes, yes, you have.
Okay, great. Well, how are you doing, Mindy?
I'm doing pretty good.
Glad. How about all that snow? You got some?
Oh, yeah. Well, there was a lot more in December, but it's been pretty cold and snowed a little bit the past couple of days, but not a lot.
Well, then we're going to tease you and tell you it was 70 here today.
It was, actually.
In Virginia.
Yeah.
But it's going to get in the 30s tonight, so that's a pretty
yes,
extreme
we're going
swing.
Down.
Yeah, extreme swing.
So, Mindy, what's happening? What would you like your reading to focus on?
My reading to focus on, I've just kind of been, I just went on vacation with somebody and just kind of seeing him, taking it slow, but kind of want to know if he's someone I should consider to keep dating or if I should just stay single or kind of that's
okay.
My question.
How did the vacation go? Was it very comfortable?
Oh, it was great. Yeah, we drove through Nevada, California, went a bunch of places there and so it was warm for a minute. It was really cold when I got back home.
I'm sure. All right. Well, I'm going to take a look at the cards. And for those of you that are new joining us, I want you to know that I'm using a 24-card layout. I'm not just doing a random draw of a few cards. This is what I do in my private sessions. And bless you, in my private sessions with folks that come to me and want to work one-on-one. We don't just pull out a couple cards and call it a day. No. So, all right.
I was busy, so I would like, could you repeat your question or topic that you wanted your reading on? I'm sorry. Yeah, Mindy, I'm sorry. She's doing the card, and I was busy. I was multitasking.
That's fine. A guy I kind of been out with a couple of times, went on vacation, just taking that slow. Just wondering if he was someone I should consider to keep seeing or if I should stay single or kind of the relationship status, maybe what I don't know. That's kind of what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I got you. Well, that's pretty much
up
her alley here.
These cards are awesome when it comes to matters of the heart. And Mindy, what kind of vibe do you get off from him?
What kind of vibe? He kind of wonders how I feel. Like I feel like he really would like more, but maybe unsure too, like I am. I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's very common, actually, right? I wonder what everybody wonders what the other person's thinking. It's kind of like a tennis game, hitting the ball back and forth. Nobody gets it in their court for very long.
Well, my perception is that he would definitely like to keep seeing you. Somebody here, though, is going to have to make the first move towards solidifying whatever
thing.
It is that
sure.
is going on between the two of you. There's opportunities here for this to really go to a great new level. I'm just wondering, which one of you here is still I'm trying to think what's a good phrase for it, lingering feelings over a broken relationship. Is it you?
I don't think it's me. I guess it could be him. He did leave the relationship less than a year ago, like in the summer. So it's been less than a year. So I don't know.
Right. I really feel that he would like to get over the hump there. He really is ripe for picking as far as that goes. He still carries feelings, but to me, what I see here is a very caring man that he's all heart. He's all heart.
He's got a little bit of scar tissue there, doesn't he?
A little. I don't feel that he lays awake at night, shedding tears over this thing. No, if anything, I feel the feeling I'm getting from him is that he's thinking, why wasn't I enough? That's what I'm hearing. Because he's a man that really puts his heart and soul into relationships, into just about everything he does. I like him from what I see in these cards. I do. And your cards show that he could be just the right man for you, Mindy, in the sense that you might occasionally have I don't want to call them mood swings. That always sounds so terrible. But little glitches where maybe things have gotten overwhelming for you. And he's the right kind of guy to just get you back to being zen, if you know what I mean. Back to calming, to being relaxed, right?
chill.
I think so. So I like it. I think it's got a lot of potential. And like I say, it wouldn't hurt for one of you to broach the subject. Gee, what are we doing? You know, where are we going?
Yeah.
But if the vacation trip went very well and was nice and pleasant,
yeah,
and you seem to move closer to each other, I think this has got very much in the way of potential for both of you. Both of you. I would love for you to call again soon so we can take an even deeper look at it. That's how, when you haven't called in a while, as far as
I recall. No, it's been a while.
It's been the first time she's called this number.
Yeah, true. When when you call more frequently, you're able to, there's more clarity and we can, there's a thread that we could follow.
Yeah, I mean, you could take like different questions about the same subject, look at different angles of the same thing.
Exactly. And for you, I just want to throw one last thing in, not really related to this relationship question, but if you've been feeling bothered about, say, where your future is going, could be in the, I'm thinking in the professional sense, try not to get too intense in terms of why is everything good happening for everybody else? And why isn't it happening for me?
Yeah.
Your time is coming, and it's going to be awesome. So try not to do any comparisons. A lot of times we don't realize other people have worked hard to get where they are.
The old grass is greener.
Well, you, and the way you're laughing, I can tell it kind of did hit the nail on the head a little bit. So Mindy, it's coming, and it's huge. You're going to be very, very happy. I am here. What are you looking for? Something huge? Jimbo's looking around. I'm feeling June to July is going to be an earmarked couple months there for you. So I think it'll be awesome, you know, as things develop.
Yeah.
So thank you so much. And Veronica, it will be joining us next week. She has been out with a heavy case of COVID. So we do not have the rebel cards with us. But so we would have at this point given you that reading. But just
two more shows.
Yeah.
Two more shows and we'll be unrestricted.
And if these were my cards, I would really like this guy. I think he's a straight shooter, honest, loyal, all the right things for a lasting relationship.
Yeah, he seems that way. Just getting to know somebody, you always wonder.
Oh, sure you do.
Oh, absolutely. It's nothing but questions.
I'm glad you came to us so we could confirm feelings you already have about him. But yes, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Mindy. Stay nice and warm.
Okay, thank you.
And call us again.
Yeah, definitely. Please call us.
I will.
All right. Bye-bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, let's see here. I want to remind everybody that that phone number, because that's how you call in, that's one of the ways you call in, is 515-602-9676. Call in. We're on Blog Talk Radio right now. We got a good queue system. You will get on hold, and when you're on hold, you'll listen to the entire show. You won't miss anything as far as listening to show-wise.
Which is nice.
And we see you on the list. We're not going to forget about you. Don't think like, oh, I'm on hold like you when you're calling someplace for help. They're forgetting about me. We got you on the list. We go in order. That said, if you do have to messenger us, but not right now because we're getting ready to take another caller, it's to Deborah Lee, not to the Psychic Love Doctor show. So let's go to our next caller, which is area code 415 out in California, 415.
California, welcome to the show. And what is your first name, please?
Hi, thank you. This is Anne. My number is California, and now I'm in Washington State.
Oh, right.
Well, at least we got the right time zone on the right coast.
Yeah.
Well, Anne, how are things going?
Good. Now I remember, I wasn't sure if I'd called in before, but now I remember both your voices and things are...
Refresh us. Tell us your situation to refresh us.
Yes. So I just moved to my own place last weekend. So now even though I've been here, less than a year, but just moving again, I feel again like starting a new start, if that makes sense.
Good, yes.
Sure, sometimes just a cross-town move can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so all same, right. You know, but I'm still not sure how long I'll stay here. So, like, anything about the next couple months. And
well, okay, sure. And how's the weather for you?
Yeah, so I'm very happy that today, the next week will be 40, a big 40 degrees. Woohoo!
That is big.
It is a heat bomb. Yeah, and things are melting.
Yeah, I mean, it's Washington's a big state with a lot of different elevations. You can be on the coast there, and it won't get near the won't get so nasty. But then you get inland, and all sorts of crazy stuff starts happening.
We got a
ton of
mountains. It hasn't gone above freezing for at least a month. So.
Ooh. And are you used to a warmer climate?
She's from California, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's much warmer. Bay Area
is not so warm, but the darkness was hard. It's still hard.
Yeah, the Bay Area, you're right. The Bay Area is not like Southern California or down by the border or anything, but you know, it still isn't like being up in North Dakota or anything.
Okay, and right off the top, what is lacking? Because your cards are saying something significant is lacking in living there.
Yeah, for sure. I say yes, and I don't know. You tell me. That's what I'm looking for.
are social prospects few and far between, establishing nice friends, that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. It takes at least a year. I mean, especially when you're not 20 years old, it takes longer.
Well,
so, yeah, I have a handful of friends, and but I can't say I've found the people I should be with.
Like your real tribe isn't there.
Yeah.
For you.
You'll know when it happens.
Well, here's the thing. The cards can sometimes, they can express very ironic perceptions, insights. And what they're saying is you've dodged a bullet because the people that, if you had expanded your social circle to be bigger, you would have brought in some, what would we call them? Kind of agitators, troublemakers.
Posters.
Yeah, the posters.
Stirring the pot.
And you've avoided that. But I don't feel that your group, your tribe is really going to be found there. Your cards
you've
are...
avoided that.
Ooh,
well, Facebook did its thing again. I had to jump out.
Okay. So I avoided that. And I'm not sure what you mean, how I avoided those.
No, people that are like heavy complainers. Yeah. You've avoided, it's hard to put into words.
She's avoiding having to interact with these pot stirrers. Maybe not even on purpose. She just has been lucky so far. Fate has not brought them together.
She's got a small group, but she's not fully connecting with, like, say, her tribe. All right, we all have
her kid folk.
Yeah. But to tell you the truth, I feel you are going to look at relocating again.
Yeah, I feel it's like you always know, but you call it confirmation. So, yeah, that's
definitely. You have the gut. Yep.
Went there, and your cards say it shifted your perspective in many important ways. It's like taking
a
break.
That's why I'm wondering, why did I come here in the first place? But I guess it is. I can't doubt it. It was meant for something.
Do you rent or do you own your house?
Oh, no, just renting.
Okay.
Yeah, owning is permanent.
Well, I am perceiving, and this is like, I'll give you the big picture. There is going to be a partner. And do you have one right now? Boyfriend, fiance, anything like that?
No, I haven't found people like that here either. Men like that, I feel attracted to them.
I see somebody entering your life very unexpectedly, and the two of you are going to hit it off so great. I mean, this could be a situation of, say, having gone somewhere to buy groceries, or you're getting a cup of coffee, and the two of you are in line, and you just start talking, and the connection is there. This person is going to become your future mate for, well, I could say forever, because I feel that strongly about it. This is going to be your true mate that you're going to meet. And it will take you into, you're going to be moving, and it's to a different state. And you will, you and he will be buying a house that a man is going, is planning already, thinking ahead. So one day when I finish renovating this place, I'm going to sell it. And it's going to seem like it was made for the two of you. So you've got good things ahead. You really do. So I hope this helps. Now, Anne, call us more often, and we can keep building on this. But to answer your question, yes, I do believe that you will relocate. But this has been good for you to kind of step out of the chaos, you know. Getting your head straight. And the more that you've been there, the more you're going to know what she really wants. And then her true nature is going to enter the picture.
When the timing is right.
That's right. And I know that sounds so cliched.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
but we have to let things, we have to let our own future reality take shape in its own way and time. So there's no rush in it, but don't worry, you won't miss it. All right? So I think your cards look good. I really, really.
So a quick question is.
Yeah.
Yeah, a quick question is, I got an itch. I was kind of stuck here with the snow and everything, and I want to take a quick trip. I want to take it doesn't make sense logically, but in my gut, I want to fly somewhere.
All right.
And it could be checking out the next place, but, you know, someplace.
I'm thinking you just hit
a fresh air and sunshine.
You may not even be thinking about the possibility of moving there, but you're going to make this little trip. Your heart is calling to you, and it's this happened, and it's urging you, let's go, let's go. And once you go, you're going to say, yeah, this is it. And then watch and see. Gee, maybe you'll buy that cup of coffee there and meet the man of your dreams. He's a keeper. Let me tell you. Oh, yeah.
One never knows.
It's almost like you put an order into Amazon and you're getting him back Prime.
Yeah, it's free 2-day shipping.
Okay, and take care.
Okay,
stay warm.
I'll keep working. Okay.
Yeah. And please call us again. We'd love that.
Sure will. Yeah. Thanks.
All right.
Remember. Okay.
Yep. Please call back again.
I'm excited for her. You know, what I saw is really.
And I do remember her series of calls. They weren't like every week, but I remember when she talked about the trip. She moved up to Washington, and then she was relocating within the state. I remember talking about that.
I do too.
Yeah. So she's moving around. And international shout-outs, plural. Donna Marie from the Land of Ire.
Donna Marie.
And Lady R from South Africa.
And Lady R. Yee-hee.
Right, quickly, because we have another caller on hold ready to go. I want to remind everybody that the number to call in, 515-602-9676. That's the call-in number. We have a caller lined up. And if you were planning on messengering us, Facebook Messenger us, to Deborah Lee, not this like Lurk Show, don't do it right now because we got another reading. We're getting ready to engage right now.
And you can use Skype to actually call.
You actually can. Now,
the show.
Yeah, real quick, because we have our very patient person been on hold for about 13 minutes. But, you know, we have them stacked up a little bit. You can call us on Skype. Skype to Skype is always free. But you can Skype into a phone number. and there's a small fee. I say it's relative, like just domestically, it's like insignificant, really. Internationally, it seems to be very cheap compared to if you tried to do it on your cell phone.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they have little plans. Yeah. Sometimes you set up and you pump $10 in the Skype will show you when they need to take.
International folks might have it already. Oh,
and we don't know that.
International,
you're right, exactly.
Friends.
It's something to explore. Something to explore.
All right, so let's move along.
Let's move on. Okay, you know what? We're almost at the hump, hump, hump. So let's just reiterate a couple things here. First of all, this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. We're pretty much at a little bit before the hump, so we want to give that up one more time. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in. Right now, we are going to go to area code 845, which is in the great state of New York. Area code 845.
New
Welcome
York.
To the Psychic Love Doctor Show.
Who's on the line?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
What is your name?
You? My name is Maria. Yeah, calling from New York.
Oh, Maria, you have called us before.
We can't forget that voice.
I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, long time ago. How are you doing?
How are you doing with all that snow and cold?
I know. It's very cold. But today was supposed to rain a piece of water.
I don't know.
Mm. It's a bit bad. I want to ask him, Maury, give me my husband. You talk with the people that are decided to.
I'm sorry.
Could you slow down a little bit?
Yeah.
Because you're going through the internet and the radio, and it's all kind of crazy stuff. Slow down a little bit if you can.
Yes. Say, my husband, he passed away. You talk with the other side, too. I got a dream last night, my husband.
So your husband passed away. Is that what you're telling us?
Yes.
How long ago?
I got a dream last night. And never in my life I got a fight with my husband. Never. Last night I got such a big fight. I can never, remember. I never got a fight with my husband.
You did not fight.
Never in my life. And then at the end, we make a peace and kiss me.
Yeah.
They said they are lucky when somebody dies, they kiss you. It's a good luck in my country. Then over here, I don't know.
Good luck in this.
Well, we're very
country.
Sorry for your loss, Maria. I lost my husband over 3 years ago, and it still feels like it was last week.
Are you kidding me? I know. My husband's going to be 10 years and now in June.
10 years?
Right. And it's a loss that... It never goes away.
And it shouldn't.
No.
Yes.
So what would you like me to tell you from your reading?
I don't know. This is Jimmy. What did they mean? Why I got such a big fight like that?
Was that in a dream?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I thought
so
it was dreaming.
You had an argument.
And that was really recent, right, that dream?
Yeah, last night.
Last night, that's what I thought.
Last
okay.
night. And
got
did
it.
You say that you had it, you were kissing when it was over?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's interesting. Now, that is really a kind of not unique,
mm-hmm.
but it's, I like the question. Because, you know how those dream interpretation things
right,
are.
Right, and that's the thing. Everything is so symbolic.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, the smallest thing could be really symbolic.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest thing might not be as symbolic as you think. You know, it's really weird. You know, some people think this huge thing that was really kind of bothered you in the dream might not be what you think it is necessarily.
True.
Right, you know, you might think, oh, my God, I was so traumatized by that thing.
Well, it's like... back when I was in school to learn metaphysical methods, I kept having a reoccurring dream that as I was walking somewhere, a baby would fall out of me. And it was a mess. It was how childbirth is. I don't think I need to go into detail, but it was very messy. And when I asked the professor, she said, well, what that indicates in symbolism is that you're giving birth to a new idea. See, a baby.
A new beginning, a new something, a new path. birth is new. You know, yeah, there's a lot of symbolism. And some of it's really so abstract that I think I'd have to be on acid to really make the connection.
Okay, keep talking because I have to think about this a little.
Okay, we were talking about, okay, it was a dream and they had a fight. And they never actually had a big fight before in reality. So they had a big fight in their dream, but they kissed and made up at the end. So it sounds like there's some serious symbolism there. And it sounds like in the end it was good.
And it is. Okay, I finally got it. I had to wait for it to sort of, gel. Yeah, it had to hatch.
Yeah, the little chick had to kick its way out of the eggshell.
The argument, Maria, was really the passion between you, the intensity of the love that you shared. And I asked your husband if he had a message for you in the cards. And immediately it came right out to me, boom, that he was using the argument in your dream. He was really there with you in your dream, but the argument was indicating the strength of, you know, the love and the, because you were really arguing pretty good.
Yeah, it was the bond you had.
Yeah.
A lot of the symbolism here could, like, make you just flip out.
The kiss was to let you know that he's close enough that you could reach out and kiss him. So he's not gone far away. A lot of times we think, oh, well, you know, heaven must be a trillion miles into out there somewhere. But realistically, it's right here. Right here, just a different dimension is all. So I think it's actually very beautiful, Maria. Your husband wanted you to know that she's right there with you. That you're...
Good night. Thank you. The night before, the last night, the night on the row, like I hear my voice in my body. I hear like a very, very soft knock, like on the door. Very soft knock. I was my voice in my body. I don't know.
I don't know. The thing is, you should write these down so that you will start to see.
I don't know.
The thing is, you should write.
Sorry about that. Facebook did its thing again.
Yeah. Write them down if you can and keep track, because I think that there is a whole story here that is being shared with you. Okay. And he wants you to know that when you feel down, and there are times when we get so lonely after we've lost someone we love that much, he wants you to know that he's got a hand on your shoulder. Gee, I could almost cry from this. It feels so, so emotionally deep. As far as, yeah.
Well, I mean, that's probably why it was in the dream, and it really inspired her to call in.
So, Maria,
it inspired her to call in.
Yeah, I hope this helps. And please call us again, and we'll do what we can to help to, sort out.
You have a little bit more time or no?
Oh, we go back. Yeah, we have to move on.
Yeah, I mean, we have other folks.
All right, okay.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Call us again now.
Thank you very much. God bless.
God bless you too.
Yeah, same to you, and you know where to find us.
We are on news. Thank you, honey. Take care. We're on
bye-bye.
Mondays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. And that's our very popular, busy show. Wednesdays is a show that we designed for those who can't join us or don't get their reading conducted within the time frame of the show.
Yeah, because Mondays, just let's look at the total thing people in life. Mondays.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of us work Monday through Friday, so you might have different hours, so you might have a hard time making a Monday show, you might have taken a Friday show, depending on the traffic and all that stuff. Wednesday's in the middle of the week, sometimes there's less chaos going on.
And that's when we also reach out to our international people.
Sure, yes. Yeah, Wednesdays and Fridays both, but especially Wednesday. That's
and
the
then
one.
Friday, well, of course, TGIF.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's when we normally have Veronica here. We're doing Rebel Cards, which we can't wait to get back into the show. So I just wanted to mention, Wednesday is at 6 p.m. Eastern.
The standard time, United
3
States.
3 p.m. Pacific. Friday is at 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m.
Right, and we're still going to do our Pacific. We're still going to do our Monday show.
Yes.
It just, Veronica won't be here yet because we're still have the COVID wall up.
Yeah.
Dun,
so,
dun, dun.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, it is.
I think we've all had it with COVID. We're over it.
One way or the other.
All right.
Get back on track because it's still showtime. That number to call in on your phone is 515-602-9676. Or if you want to be on Facebook Messenger, you can Messenger Deborah Lee.
Yeah.
And right now, all lines are open. So we'll give a couple minutes before we turn to the folks on our Facebook Live and can't do either.
Right.
We have them. You know, sometimes it happens. It looks like Terry Sue kind of looked in a little bit, and it looks like...
Did she go night-night?
No, she's here.
Oh.
Sounds like she said...
Yeah.
Pretty cheap. To do international Skyping, relatively speaking.
Well, thanks for telling us that. And also, Terry Sue, you found a way from England that you were able to call into the States during our show.
Call, not...
Yeah, real call.
Not Blog Talk, not Skype, just actual call.
And it was, I believe, a VOIP connection. Remember, everybody, you can go out and buy a magic jack. And it may even have a different name.
Oh, there's
now.
A million of them. No, that was the original.
That was
thing.
Like $20 to buy the equipment.
That was the original
and
one.
That was it. You would call through Magic Jack to call into the States.
Yeah, and there's a lot of folks that we know that they and or their relatives utilize it because they have a lot of relatives. They're from another country or they have immediate relatives from another country, maybe not themselves.
Well, we have a friend here. Who is originally from Spain.
Yeah, he's actually from Spain, and so he has a ton of relatives still there.
And he calls through his magic jack, and they call him, and it's free.
Yeah, you pay, so, they pay a one-time fee, and he's kind of cheap.
Yeah.
But he springs for that, because he knows how worthwhile it is.
Kind of cheap.
When you got that many relatives overseas, that's the best way to go. Unless you want to write stupid, remember writing those letters with airmail? Those little envelopes that were, like, made out of tissue paper so they could be so light. If you looked at them, they'd rip.
Yeah.
Ah, yes, the days that we don't miss anymore. Global Call is a phone app which allows you to call international numbers for cheap, says Terry Sue from the land of UK.
Global Call, people.
One of those apps. There's many of them out there. All right. Last call before we turn to Facebook Live, folks, for a phone number. And I always have to look because I have the worst memory on this planet. 515-602-9676. Our queue is empty. If you call, you'll be the immediately first caller. And right now, if you have the ability to Facebook Messenger Deborah Lee, you also would be the first caller. So we're going to wait about 60 seconds.
They have to be a friend, correct?
They have to be for Facebook Messenger. You can't right now try to Messenger her. You would have to immediately do a friend request. That's why she tries to post it a little bit early. So she can invite you as a friend and whatnot. So just remember that for Deborah Lee. If you're not a friend and you wanted to do that next show, well, not Monday, but the next Wednesday or Friday show.
I'm also using Messenger Portal, which is a Facebook product, which I'm showing to my Psychic Love Doctor show.
Everybody, well, all the viewers on viewing the Psychic Love Doctor show on Facebook. Yeah, and the advantage of this is, it's got a great screen. It's got a lot of good apps. It's not like your phone, because your phone's your phone. And computers aren't bad on Messenger, but this has a kind of a panoramic, they call it a fisheye. It has a panoramic lens where if she's the only one on the view and if she moves around, it kind of follows her. So she won't just drift off the screen if she has to go over here 10 feet to do something.
You do not have to do it as a video call.
No, you guys can audio call. We don't care.
Just an audio call, and we don't turn the screen.
Yeah, we don't have a mirror back here so they can see you.
Yeah,
so if
to
you're
the audience.
Standing
we
in
don't
your underwear or whatever, you're wearing like your worst clothes. Or you've
got rollers in
your hairs are all screwed up like that. We don't care, and nobody else will see it. I think the time we check one more time, the queue is open. We don't have a messenger call. All right, I am throwing it out.
Yeah, let's go to...
Yep, I'm going to just type it because it's quicker than 20 to 30 seconds. We had a couple folks that were interested, our international folks. Okay, let's see what we got. Bah, bah, bah. Yeah, they're pretty fast, though. If we were just to announce it and wait, we'd have an extra 20 to 30 seconds. That was before I typed it. There you go. Terry Sue got it very well. She almost put it in too soon, but she did well.
All right.
Terry Sue from the UK, you are now standing in the strike zone. Alicia, you are very close. Stand by. If we don't have another caller, we'll throw it out there again for the first question. We're not making a list. Terry Sue says, could you please tell me how long it will take for me to get to my goal weight? I'm on pause. I want to keep going and hopefully hit it by June.
All right, let's check that out
and
for
you. I don't think we need to know the numbers. She has a goal weight. It's June. Sounds far away, but, you know, time's flying like, and actually, Teresa says she would have called in, but her hubby's asleep because you remember the time zone difference.
Right.
He actually starts yelling and talking and getting excited, or us yelling back. You don't want to wake the hubby.
You know, Terry Sue.
He needs to sleep.
We have to remember, it isn't always about pounds or, you know, the weight itself.
Yeah, you're
it's
right.
It's about inches. And muscle weighs more than fat.
And a lot of times, if you try to do it too fast, you're probably doing more harm than good.
Well, but
my
also,
philosophy was, go ahead first.
No, you do it.
My philosophy was, if it took me 20 years to get this weight, why would I try to shed it in 12 months? That sounds just not realistic. It sounds very unhealthy. Get back. Yeah.
All right.
Try to shed 20 years of weight.
Terry Sue, if you don't own something that isn't the size you want to be, you should go buy it and hang it up like in your room, in your, like on the closet door.
I had you buy, she had bought me many a shirt, not on purpose necessarily, but I was like, you know what? I'm keeping that because I'm going to be able to fit into that.
And the more it hangs there, the more inspiration it's going to give you for being able to wear it. And you're supposed to try it on once a week. And you will start to notice if it's a dress, it might be like super tight right now. But then a couple more weeks, you're going to notice, ooh, it's getting...
That, and plus you can tell by the current clothes start getting, when they start getting like super baggy, then it's like, oh, it's probably a good time to go put that on. And
yeah.
Especially if it's a gift from somebody, that adds an extra pressure. It's like, oh, they gave me a gift. They want to see me wear that.
I see no reason in your cards why you won't be embracing your goal in June. Yes, young lady, I said June. So in the meantime, remember we women deal with things, water, weight, you know.
I'm sorry, finish your thought.
I was going to say we have our monthly.
You got a lot of things. You got a lot of hurdles.
Yeah.
Women have a lot more hurdles than the guys do because their bodies are totally different for what their purpose is and the Darwin life. All right. She says fertility treatment is keeping me on track. I've dropped 3 dress sizes.
Awesome.
Bravo, Zulu.
So I feel it's not going to be too tough. I'm not seeing that you're going to plateau. Sometimes that happens where you've been dropping, doing
it does.
So well.
It happens at a gym when you're like trying to work out and build muscle. Sometimes you hit a wall.
Yeah. So I just want you to know, absolutely, I feel you're going to meet your goal. And it's June is not that far away.
No, it isn't.
Think about it.
I mean, we've dipped into coming up on the end of the first week of February, after the weekend, I guess. So, yes, indeed. And February is a short one, 28 days.
Now, she's on fertility.
She's on...
fertility drugs.
She said her fertility treatment is keeping me on track. I've dropped 3 dress sizes.
That's terrific. And remember, though, you're using fertility means... There is a baby here.
Yes, that's why she's on fertility treatment.
That could put a halt to your dieting and all you're doing.
Well, that is what. That's a whole different ballgame, obviously. You put that on hold until another over 9 months.
Well, and I see that your husband is going to be over the moon.
She lost the weight because... The treatment said she would fit the criteria better if she was at a certain weight. That's why I say I did it for my knee. I got to get a knee replacement, and I didn't do it when they first said,
lose weight. Yeah.
Remember, I was like 60 pounds heavier, when was that back when I first got my knee looked at?
He used to be a a ritual beer drinker.
No, I liked it. No, my friend
loved
was always
his beer.
Noted.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't an old light beer.
You were trying all the craft beers from around the world.
Well, I'm trying them. I had them in my fridge.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Terry Sue, another thing I want you to know. I know that you go through some rough patches. Boy, we all do when we're in a very loving, you know, marriage. But
yeah.
I see Under Sure to Come True, and you all know how I love that designation.
Who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't?
Unless it's
something terrible.
Then you're like, crap.
But then you can work with that knowledge.
Then you need to do something about that. If it's a good thing, you want to like, oh, I don't want to change anything. I want to let it happen.
You have some really beautiful years ahead for you. This marriage is really going to blossom. It's going to grow. And I feel like the two of you are going to, you know, think of the fairy tales from being children. You're going to live happily ever after.
Yeah, they always ended that way.
They did.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to tell you, yes, my dear, you're on the right track. I think those fertility treatments are going to open a door for you.
That's why she's doing them.
Yep. So good luck to you.
She's not doing them for her health, so to speak. But
good luck to you.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
We love having
you. I mean, you have a goal. You have a couple goals. No, you had two goals because of that. One of them is the papoose, and one of them is I'm going to drop some weight so I can have a papoose. So roger that.
Yep.
Way to go. Terry Sue in the UK.
That's right.
All righty. She says, we'll always be happy ever after, no matter what life throws at us.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's good to have keep that glass half full, always, no matter what kind of poop hits you.
Because too many people today believe in a very disposable society. And they'll say, we'll be together for as long as we're happy, and then we're out of here.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Yeah.
It's sad, but, you know, life changes, the world changes. It's funny, those wedding vows now, it's like half the time I've been at weddings and I'm like, really? Till death do us part. Where have we seen that except when somebody murders somebody, a spouse for their life insurance? That's about it.
I know it's humorous, but it really is.
It's sad. It's not the way it was like a couple hundred years ago, or, you know, when they actually did till death do us part.
Look at that horrific story that happened here in the States, in Colorado, a few years ago. I am sure it made international news. The Watts family, the guy got involved with a woman from his work. They were having this raging affair. He had a very sweet wife and two darling little girls. And somehow this guy just tripped off the line.
Well, he was already in financial problems. They were living way beyond their means.
Oh, yeah.
Way beyond their means.
Which he blamed on the wife.
So you saw what he was driving for vehicles, yeah.
Very nice vehicle.
Oh, my God.
She had a Lexus.
Beautiful house.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, but anyway.
Anyway, you know, if you followed the story, he strangled the mother after she had returned from a business trip, and he strangled or smothered his two little girls. And
she was pregnant too, mind you.
Yeah. All he had to do was get a divorce.
Yep. But he had lied to his mistress about a lot of stuff, and that was his solution in his broken brain. But anyway, let's not get too down here, right?
Yeah.
We just
shifted
over to the glasses.
It just goes to show, right, like you said, you know, you make the vows for all the right reasons, you should stick with it for all the right reasons.
Yeah, and people need to actually, it's so easy to get married. That's why it happens. I mean, look, it takes nothing to get married. Getting divorced, different ball game. Different ball game. Folks.
Yeah, and those lawyers are right there like this.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you live in Nevada, you can get married in minutes.
Yeah.
You know. She ain't getting divorced in a minute.
No.
All right. Let's get off that subject.
Well, thank you, Terry Sue, for bringing your beautiful energy to our show.
Yeah, and positive attitude.
Yeah.
Always. All right. Phone lines are open, but we'll remind everybody that number is 515-602-9676.
Right.
Or right now, since everything's open, you can Facebook Messenger, Deborah Lee.
Or you're looking for questions.
We're going to wait about 60 seconds. Yeah, and Terry says that it costs more to get divorced. We know
big
that.
Big time.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about their country, but I assume it can't be significantly different because they were our parents, basically, when we became a country. So we modeled 90% of our system after Great Britain. It's not that different as everybody thinks, but anyway. Okay, let's do it. Let's make the call. I'm going to go check one more time, see if we have a caller online. We do not. So... want to type it? There we go.
Wow, I think that must that figure there. And I don't know what the little squiggly is.
Yeah, we don't.
Is
pounds? We had a little talk about conversion between our money, and we were kind of like scratching our head.
Yeah.
Alicia, who we've had a lot, you know a lot of Alicia. She wants a general. So, and since we do her a lot, you should be able to give her a general reading, Alicia.
Pounds.
That's our Alicia. Yeah, we knew it was pounds, but we didn't know.
Pounds. How do they compare to
the dollars?
You can
go on the internet. We're not going to do it during the show because...
And then, what are euros? See, I don't know that either. Euros.
Euros, well, that's a whole different. You can go on the newspaper, go to the business section. You can see all the conversion to yen, euros, all that stuff is in there.
Oh.
Lira, you know, all that stuff. It's in there. If you care. There's a little chart in the newspaper. Of course, guess what? Nobody gets newspapers anymore. You can just go on the internet and look at that, too.
Oh, do we look like old school people when we go out for a lunch and we've got paper newspapers with us?
Still get them.
Mm-hmm.
They're really cheap now because they're dying and they want you to buy them.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're cheap if you get a subscription. If you go to a machine, they're not that cheap.
No. Okay, we're working... on Alicia.
Alicia wants a general reading, and you could, as she's putting your cards on, Alicia, you could throw some stuff in, maybe kind of what general area you want to know, any background stuff you want to throw in, because, you know, we've done a lot of readings for you, but general is still general.
Right.
And it's about 23, and we got Donna Marie still here.
Thank you, Donna Marie.
She sticks around.
Very good to have you folks from overseas.
Yeah, we know that it's late, late,
it's
late.
It's late, you know.
It's late.
And now that I'm feeling better from COVID, the delayed Christmas gift readings will commence this week. Oh, all right, Alicia, you really, honey, you've got to change your mindset toward this is going to be my year. I'm going to own it. You've got to give yourself some pep talks because I feel like you've gone into this year like,
yeah, especially if there's nobody around to give them to you. You got to give them to yourself.
Yes, you do. Something I used to do when I was actually going through a divorce some years ago, very depressed, you know, three little ones on my own, working the late shift, I would find really good little quotes that really said something to me, and I'd paste them all over at the bathroom mirror. So as I'm getting ready, I would be able to pep myself up with these, you know, really inspiring quotes. For you, yes, try to be more positive. Life is going to open up, really open up. And all we need is to have faith and hope, really. And even though you might be saying, oh, yeah, it's easy to say, Miss Deborah.
It is. It sounds like it, but yeah.
But I have faith in you. From what I see in your cards, now it's up to you to feel the same, all right? So you are in a time right now filled with question marks. That's a good thing in a way because, to me, question marks are like a pregnant time in your life that's going to give birth to a decision that is going to lead you in the right direction. And I'm sorry. Excuse me, I'm getting hoarse. I see a fantastic relationship coming for you very soon for you. It doesn't necessarily always mean romantic. This could be a coworker. It could be a neighbor. Yes, he's marking us down in time. It could be a neighbor. It could be a friend that you just share a nice platonic relationship with, but it's going to be very uplifting for you. Other things, find a way to vent your anger, not always at people. Find other ways. Exercise is awesome for that. Meditation works wonders too. And get out into nature. I know it's kind of a bad time of year, but we need to get away from all this technology at times because it is feeding us. We're being bombarded with positive ions. We need to get out in nature, walk down a trail. If it's warm where you are, kick off your shoes, walk through, say, beach sand or through grass. And you will be picking up negative ions, which are so much healthier for us. So on that note, let things fall into place. Got a great year ahead. It's just a matter of the baby steps that are going to take you there. So you keep coming and we'll keep reading the cards for you. And like I said, I feel way better days are coming for you. And listen to some good music. Boy, music, what are they saying? It soothes the savage beast.
Yep.
But it can do a lot of other things, too.
They say, sing a joyous noise unto the Lord. It doesn't mean your voice doesn't have to be good, just as long as there's some joy in the message.
Well, you are so welcome. Try to even go to bed at night with good intention. Set an intention. And try doing as much as you can and then see the results, all right? And if you want me to say it in a spiritual way, remember, God would never take you this far and leave you. Never, never.
Yeah, they always say that, too. They don't drag you through mud and take you through mountains and then say, oh, I'm done.
Yeah, there's, just leave you there.
There's some kind of end game, some kind of purpose.
Well, and we're down to our last few minutes.
We're down to our last... just went under 3 minutes.
Okay, so I want to tell you, I am getting that, I know I talk about this, but the 800 number, I will be advertising it like in a post on Facebook. I will have other reminders about it. First 5 minutes are free, and it's only by the minute, so you can...
The first 5 minutes, your first time.
Yeah, right. I meant to say that.
I didn't know. I mean, some people think it's understood, but not everybody is, you know, especially people that are overseas and stuff.
Exactly. As we get closer to Valentine's Day, I'm going to run a little promotion, and we're going to make it 10 free minutes for you to call in. And then if you only have one little question, it can be a very short fee-based.
But it's
very
still
going to
be new users.
Yeah.
You called before, that 10 minutes ain't coming on.
Remember, I have, all of a sudden I lost the words for it. I have a Google Play app.
It's an app.
For giving yourself readings.
For Android.
The Psychic Love Doctor. And I've got people that swear by it. If you happen to have a, what's the other one, iPhone?
If you got.
Okay. Now, she just scares me all the time. Go to Psychic Love Doctor.
I screwed up. All right, I muted us for a second. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go back to just
go
30
to
seconds.
PsychicLoveDoctor.com. Click the free reading. Bookmark it because we don't have the app up to speed for the new operating system on Apple stuff. So anyway, I want to see you Monday. News for the school. Yay. Be there, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, and remember how much we love you. Take care, everybody. Please have a nice, safe weekend.
There's the clock.
Oh, so I can leave you with the words of my grandmother. A lot of you know this by heart by now.
But some do not.
To dream is to believe. Once you believe, all things are possible. Take care, everybody. Mm-hmm. Big hugs and kisses. Bye-bye. Yeah.